Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Good Sunday morning to you, all my dear friends at First Baptist Church, gathered around to join in looking at God's Word for just a while together. Oh, what a blessing it is for us to have this wonderful time to worship together. Steve, thank you for leading us. And now an opportunity to come back to God's Word and think about the good from the bad. Now, just before I get to where we'll be today in our series on the good from the bad, two things I want to ask you to do. First of all, we have a new prayer guide that Todd has put together for all of us to use in thinking about praying for global work. I've been talking to you about praying for awakening around the world, for millions of people to be saved during this time of disaster and plague. I've asked you to pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be revived. And we've given you day by day some things for you to pray about. And I hope that you'll go to the website, you'll copy those off and take those, and as a family and as an individual, that you'll join us in praying day by day for the things which we've placed on the prayer guide. We'll update it periodically, and we hope that you'll do that. The second thing is, you received from me yesterday a request. We're planning on, we're praying at this time, it's tentative, everything changes day by day, but we're praying about the possibility of reopening limited worship experiences, worship services only. No Sunday school, nothing else on the grounds, and only a certain amount of us will be present there. Age-related worship services for safety. We have many things to work out on that, but we've sent you a survey, and I hope that you'll take it and answer that for us so that we'll have an idea of how many to prepare for if you feel safe and you're ready to come back and join us for worship together, possibly on May 17th. So if you will, go to the website, or you can go to the link you received on Textify, and we'll also send this to others of our people who are not connected electronically. Well, it's good to see you this morning, and may the Lord bless you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is good for us to be together this morning. We thank you for your grace and mercy. You have given us another day, and today is the day that you've given us. So as we're reminded from the Word of God, let us hear your voice and not harden our hearts. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for awakening in the world. May millions be saved. We pray, Lord, that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, including First Baptist Church and all of us individually, will repent of our sins. You said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive them of their sins, and heal their land. We ask that you'd forgive us of our sins as your people. And may you restore us to our fellowship with one another in a fresh, new way. May we be the people of God in the world as long as it still lasts until Jesus comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we started talking on Wednesday night about the importance of faith. The good from the bad is that in times like this, you have to learn how to trust God, don't you? You have to learn how to believe God. Our salvation starts by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. And so the entirety of our life after we come to know the Lord Jesus is one of being saved and trusting God by faith. As you'll see today, I'll mention it to you, the just shall live by faith. We talked about it on Wednesday night, and I hope you're able to join us for each of our times as we study God's Word. So today, I want to start with our review of the principles of the good from the bad. We've already covered 9 principles. Can you believe it? 9 principles on Sunday nights and Sunday morning, and Wednesday nights. We've covered these 9 principles. Let me give them to you again. There's some things that we know as Christians that the world doesn't know. We know that God brings good from the bad, Romans 8:28. We know that believers can live with a mind set on the Spirit and experience life in peace. That's the good from the bad, changing your mindset. Focus on the Holy Spirit today, my friend, not on the dread and terror and the bad news all around. Don't be distracted by it. Set your mind on the Spirit and experience life in peace. Well, believers learn to wait on the Lord. That's the good from the bad in times like this. We're waiting on the Lord. We're not waiting on the government. We're not waiting on our employers. We're waiting on the Lord to do what He needs to do and to give us direction for this next season of our life. We believers rest in the Lord. We're not troubled and agitated and worried and fretting. We are resting in the Lord. We saw that also in Psalm 116:7. We learned about waiting on the Lord being Psalm 27:14. We also have learned that believers gain new strength. I hope that you have experienced today a fresh filling of the power of God, Isaiah 40:31. And during these times of fresh strength, we gain and need endurance. Oh, how we need endurance. Enduring these times of change. We don't like them, but we endure them. They are given by God, so we give thanks in them. Hebrews chapter 10:36. We must remember these days, every day, the Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Isn't that what the old song says? We also have learned that believers can live in contentment in all life experiences. Contentment. I have enough. God is enough. The Lord is enough. I have enough. And so I live with contentment. I have learned to be content in all the circumstances I am in. That's what Paul said in Philippians 4:11. Believers can live confidently, hoping in all of life's circumstances. And then we talked about our last time together as we looked at the great truths of Peter, that we must understand that believers' faith is tested in times of trial. 1 Peter chapter 1. Well, all of these things become important for us. And actually, I said there were 9 things. We've actually covered 10 things together. And so now we look at today's focal truth, and it comes, first of all, take your Bible and find your place in Hebrews chapter 11. If we're going to be talking about faith, we must talk about faith in one of the greatest places in all of God's Word that helps us understand the essential principles of faith, Hebrews chapter 11. Today we're going to be reading Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6, we learn this focal truth. So let me give you the focal truth and then we'll read God's Word together. The focal truth for today is this, the good from the bad. Believers can only please God when they live by faith. Let me say it again. Our focal truth for today is this, believers can only please God when they live by faith. So today I'm asking you, is your lifestyle, are you living by faith? You see, my faith in the Lord is tested by these trials. My faith is more precious than gold, but it's tested by the fires of trial. That's what we talked about on Wednesday night. Now we come to think about our lifestyle, living by faith. And we have this great example from the life of Enoch. And I'd like for you to follow along in your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse number 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now, Heavenly Father, oh, how we ask that you would remove the distractions that we're involved in today, and that as we sit in our homes or wherever we are today, separated physically, though we are together in spirit, you might help us, O Holy Spirit, be our teacher now. Take the Word of God and take these truths about Enoch's life and how he walked with God and lived by faith. Help us, Lord, to see this and help us to live by faith so that we might be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what a great story the life of Enoch is. As we read here from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. You see in these verses just a couple of observations while you're looking at Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, and then I want to make some general observations about living by faith to please God. Notice that we learn about pleasing God two times that's mentioned in these two verses. Enoch was taken by God. He did not see death. He was taken up because he obtained the witness before he was taken up that he was pleasing to God. Then we see in verse number 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now we're going to talk about this and elaborate on it for a moment. I just wonder today, are you pleasing God? Are you seeking to live to please God? Is the Lord pleased with your lifestyle, your attitudes? Are you pleasing God by trusting Him, or are you displeasing God because you're living in unbelief? Well, that's a very important question, and every one of you, as well as myself, must answer that. So let's use Enoch to help us understand this. Now, I want you to go and keep your place in Hebrews 11. Let's go back and look at Genesis chapter number 5. In Genesis chapter number 5, we have these words about Enoch. And Enoch is introduced to us in Genesis chapter 5. In verse number 21, the seventh man from Adam, the father of Methuselah, the man who lived longest on the earth. We read in Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, and Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch walked with God. There's something about walking with God all through Scripture. We learn in Genesis chapter 3 that God came walking in the cool of the evening to meet man. Walking. That's an idea of the walking together. Maybe you're having a chance to get outside and walk with your family. What a refreshing thing that is. Two must walk together in agreement. Walking together brings fellowship. Walking together means you have the opportunity to talk with one another and share things. It's leisurely time. It's a leisurely pace. Walking with God. That's what it means to live by faith. Living by faith is walking with God. So we learn first observation today that Enoch walked with God living by faith. Again, I say to you, if I'm going to walk with God, the only way I can walk with God is to walk with God by faith. And this becomes very important for us. Think about the times in which Enoch lived. He lived before the flood, before the terrible time of the flood. But oh, how the world had changed. How the world had changed since Adam and Eve sinned against God. Cain killed Abel. Oh, how the wickedness of man continued to grow. Great sinfulness all over the earth. And so Enoch lived in a time where the majority of people did not walk with God. The majority of people did not trust God and walk by faith. But we read here, Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God in ungodly times. Enoch walked with God in fellowship with Him. In fellowship with God. What did the Lord Jesus say to the woman at the well? Those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. Though we cannot see the Lord Jesus, we love Him. We believe in Him. Enoch walked with God in ungodly times, in fellowship with God. Enoch walked with God pursuing God, walking with God in the path in which the Lord was taking, What did the Lord Jesus call us to do? He says, come and follow me. We walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So we discover the importance of this, that Enoch walked with God 350 years. In fact, in Genesis 5:22, that's what we read. Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. What a joyful thing to walk with God. Have you experienced the joy of walking with God? It is waking up each day and not looking around at what you see, but thinking and considering and believing what is unseen, what is eternal, what never changes. What does Paul say? We walk by faith and not by sight, by what we see. The second thing we learn about Enoch and about living by faith is this, that Enoch pleased God by living by faith. Let's come back to this idea of pleasing God. The Lord Jesus said in John 8:29, I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. Now there is the goal, there is the standard for all of God's people. The Lord Jesus said while he was on his mission on the earth, I always do the things that please Him. Do you always do what pleases God? Well, that's our standard. Paul says, we must try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And 1 John 3:22, whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. The Lord Jesus always did the things that please God. Paul says, learn to do the things that please God. My Christian friend, learn what pleases God. The Word of God, the words of the Lord Jesus, they teach us what is pleasing to God. And John reminds us, when we obey God, when we obey what He has said for us to do, when we obey the Lord Jesus, when we obey Him, we do the things that are pleasing to God. Oh, this becomes so very important today. You know, as we spend time with our families, and I know it's been a blessing to be together as families, this is a time for you to reunite and connect with one another. From the busy times, now we have these times together, and I hope that your family is gaining wonderful time together, loving each other and all the rest. We learn how to please one another when we listen to each other and what each other asks us to do. Pleasing God means living by faith. So the first principle about Enoch was this. Enoch walked with God living by faith. The second principle or the characteristic of Enoch was that he pleased God by living by faith. The last observation or the next observation I want to give you is this. That Enoch was rewarded by God because he lived by faith. Now let's go back to Hebrews 11:5. Paul says, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. Here he was living in these ungodly days, and all who knew Enoch knew that he walked with God, and then one day Enoch was gone. No one could find him. He did not see death, Hebrews 11:5. Notice it's interesting that he was not found because God took him. He was so close with the Lord. He had such an intimate walk with God. God just took him on out of this world. He experienced eternal life. He moved from the place of the seen and the wickedness of the world to the unseen glory of being in the presence of God. God took him. What a great thought. God took him, as one day the trumpet will sound and the Lord will take His church out of this world. Yes, those days are coming for all of us who follow Jesus. Well, Enoch never died. God took him to heaven without death because of his faith. Listen, I've got some verses for you. Psalm 73:24. With your counsel, you will guide me and afterward receive me to glory. You got to put that one down. Psalm 73:24. See, while I'm on this earth, what do I need from the Lord as I walk with Him? Oh, one of the things I need as I walk by faith is His counsel to guide me in how to live. Psalm 73:24, with your counsel, you will guide me and afterward. afterward, you will receive me to glory. Praise God. Psalm 16:11, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let me read it again. Psalm 16:11, you will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and in your right hand there are pleasures forever. You see, the joy of God, being with God, He took him. He walked with God, and one day the Lord took him to have permanent relationship with God, unbroken relationship with God. The joyful reward of being in God's presence is that we have this opportunity forever. It's the reward of our faith. As I mentioned to you the other day, faith walks with us all the way to heaven. But once we're in heaven, we see. No longer is it by faith, but we see by sight the glorious one. Enoch's life of faith focused on the unseen God and the unseen joys of His presence. That's the reward. My friends, today, oh, how this time gives us the chance to learn how minimal, how insignificant really all these things in the world are. All of our possessions, all of these things, all that we have, all that we put so much time into matter so little when relationships with our family and relationships with God ought to be the first. And that's the good of the bad. Enoch lived by faith. Number one, he walked with God. Enoch lived by faith and he pleased God because he lived by faith. And Enoch was rewarded by God for living by faith. But I end with this final observation. Pleasing God is living by faith. Now, I've continued to say that to you this morning. Pleasing God. Learning to please God. So we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. Hear the word of God. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Then he describes faith. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Coming to God, seeking Him. How do we do it? We do it by faith. Not just a knowledge or an assent to facts, but trusting. We've talked about this many times. Trusting in God. And we talked about saved, saved, saved together. We talked about the word to trust God. It is an emotion. It is an action of the will. I am trusting God in these times in my life. I am trusting God to take care of my family. I am trusting God to help me know how to follow Jesus and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. You see, a life of faith is believing that God is here, that He is with us. God is with us. A life of faith is believing that God has given us salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we live or die, we're saved. Ready to live, ready to die. A life of faith is seeking God in a deeper relationship daily. We love walking with God. So today, I ask you this. Are you living by faith in God or in man? Who are you trusting today? You're trusting yourself, your own ingenuity and your own independence. You're trusting the government. You're trusting in medical people. What are you trusting in? A vaccine? What are you trusting in? You trusting God, or you trusting in the things of man? Today, are you living by faith, or are you just trusting in fate? Que sera, sera, whatever will be. So that's what some of the worldlings are saying. It'll just pass. This is all the same thing. It'll all come back to normal. Everything's going to go back the way it was. We'll just trust fate. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen without any recognition that God is at work. Are you trusting that God is working? God is doing things during this days and in these trials that we're facing today? Is the Lord pleased with your faith? Well, daily use. I have for you three or four things that I want you to think about, and they come from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It's just a very short phrase. Paul says that after talking about some wonderful things about walking by faith and living by faith, he says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We, who's that? Believers in Jesus Christ. You started by faith, you must live by faith. It is our lifestyle. We live our life by faith. So these several things for daily use. First of all, living by faith is walking by faith in all life circumstances. You got to trust God in all the things that come in your life, the good and the bad, the highs and the lows, the sickness and health, all the rest of it. Secondly, living by faith is knowing we have eternal life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, Paul says, we know that if we die, if this old tent is folded up, basically he's talking about our body, if we die, we have a dwelling place with God. We know that. We know that if we die, we live on. We have eternal life. Do you know that today, and are you living with that confidence? Next, living by faith is growing stronger in our love for God. Peter said in 1 Peter 1:8, "And though you do not see him, you love him with joy inexpressible, full of glory." You see, though I do not see the Lord Jesus today, I believe and trust him. I walk with him. I talk with him. I have fellowship with him. And it warms my heart. Walking with God is living by faith. Walking with God. Some of you have favorite friends you like to go walk with. You like to go walk with your family or your spouse or your children, or your grandchildren. But do you love and look forward to walking with God? Well, the final thing I have for you is this. Living by faith is walking like Jesus walked. You see, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, John reminds us that we learn we ought to walk as Jesus walked. And how did he walk? He pleased the Heavenly Father in everything he did. Well, today we've learned from Hebrews chapter 11 the importance of this principle that believers can only please God by faith in God. It's not done by your works. It's not done by your good deeds. It's not done by having just good thoughts. It's not done by just living a disciplined life and being moral. No, you please God only when you put your faith in Him. So let me read it one more time. Hebrews 11, 6, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him." Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your word. May we look deep in our hearts and see today in our own conduct and ask, am I living by faith or am I living by what I see? Help us, Lord, to live like Enoch. Help us to walk with you and enjoy our walk with you. Not be rushed, not be hurried, but walk with you in the joy of having fellowship with you now by faith. And one day, hallelujah, in your presence. We wait that day and we pray, come Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Perhaps today you have some kind of need spiritually. You've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. If you need to talk to someone about being saved in these days, if you need to talk to someone about your spiritual condition, please email us at the church or call and leave your message, and we'll contact you and talk with you and pray with you as we can. Make sure that you continue to do what you're doing, church. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your labor and ministry. Thank you for your giving, your sacrificial giving. Thank you so much for all you do. And may the Lord bless you. And I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night again. Don't forget to fill out the survey for us so we'll have some idea of how many, Lord willing, if we can, plan to be with us May 17th. And I look forward to seeing you very soon. God bless you.